SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you on a Thursday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Great to have everybody aboard here. Mike Carver with you. Joe on assignment for the first hour. He'll, of course, be back in hour number two because it is Thursday. So that means, of course, we have the sportsbook consigliere, Dave Sharapan, with us for the first hour of C&L. Hi, Dave. How are you?
What's up, boys? Good to be here. Good. Crazy day yesterday, but
yes.
Everybody's good today. Yeah, that was... You're never really prepared, Mike.
I can't imagine that at all. And for everybody who maybe just either for tuning in first time, doesn't know, whatever, Dave's daughter goes to UNLV. So let's just say that was a beyond stressful situation.
BVB, and I get the, Peralt's a professor there part-time, adjunct professor. He gets an alert and says, you should go call your daughter. It doesn't say why. And I said, well, all right, well, you just said something, so why?
Yeah,
there's an active shooter on the campus. Like, well, what? So the next hour and a half, with her being on lockdown in the library and 18 years old and a freshman, and, and there was a lot of kids there, not just my own.
Yeah,
of
course.
There was a lot of things. Nobody knew what was happening, and... Between you and I, local news was trying their best, but they knew nothing. I mean, they're getting reports and who knows what. So, yeah, it was tremendous reuniting with her hours later.
Hey, you listen,
the hugs were tremendous, and it was amazing.
Yeah, well, I'm obviously very thankful. I texted you that. I was very thankful that everybody was all good and that you got her home safe and sound, etc. We welcome in our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi, with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here on a Thursday night. Mike Carver, Joe will be with us in the next hour. We've got the sportsbook consigliere, Dave Sharapan, with us here. And we do have Dave with us on a Steeler football night.
Yep.
Of course, his Steelers, the place the Steelers play, which is what we always call it now, refuses to call it by what they, now that they lost the, ever since they got rid of the Hines.
Hines, yes.
Done with it. Hines. So it's the place the Steelers play, down to -5.5. And,
right?
Of course, as we know, the record... low total of 30.5. It's bounced back and forth between 30 and 30.5. Now, which is it, Dave? I've seen this in a couple different places. Is it the lowest since 2005 or the lowest since 93? Which one is it?
What was the game in 93?
I don't know.
I saw the thing with the 2005.
All right, so it's
and
probably
I was in a book, and I know it was that. So I know. Yeah. I remember that. I'd have to go back and look. In 93, I was still in college. So
it's probably the 05 then.
Yeah, it might be the 93. Look, Mike, this was football back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, what were the totals in the 60s and 70s when they just ran the ball a lot? You know, the game was different. The totals were probably in the low 30s.
Steelers are wearing these alts tonight, huh? They're wearing the alt jerseys.
I haven't turned it on yet.
I like these.
Well,
I got a lot to say about that basketball game that just finished.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
There was a big to-do about this game and this tournament happening in Vegas, and the Lakers are playing later. The kids were like, can you get us Lakers tickets, Daddy? I said, I got to talk to Carver. Do you understand? Like, Thursday night's a big deal. I do the radio with Carver.
Sorry.
I can't just go to the game. So, Did you see the total for the first game, Michael?
We spent a lot of time with that on Coast to Coast today, me and Ranieri, trying to...
Like, odds makers, everybody overshot.
Yeah, well, me and Joe's, basically, our final thought was, I know when they make it that high, you know, most of the time you want to follow that and just say it's going to go over, but I thought they crossed the line, Dave. I thought they went exceedingly too high with it, and sure enough, that ended up being the case, that they went exceedingly too high. Now, it's not like it was, you know, that far off. I guess it was that far off in all terms. What would
right.
they get to? 147? Did that
147.
247.
247. 247.
247.
Yeah.
So, but that's like a normal, like, you know, even 247 is usually pretty high. To get up
the
to
total could have been 251 or 250 and a half, right? That's the number. That's the threshold in your mind as a better someone who's in the content space watching these numbers every day. How many totals do you see over 250, even with teams that don't play defense? Not that many, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, when I saw that last night, I said, what are they doing? They're trying to get you to bet the under. You know, I saw the 253 and a half or 254 last night. I was like, wow. That was the last thing I saw before I went to sleep because it was such a long day. I was like, I better check those games. And then this morning, I wake up and the steam's over.
Yeah.
They bet it over.
Yeah.
And I thought, new building. They've been in Vegas probably 24 hours.
Me and Joe talked about that.
They're playing for cash.
People don't think about this enough. Like, it makes a difference. Rims and hoops and nets and arenas that you haven't played in before. It makes a difference. It really does. And sure enough, in the fourth quarter of that game, things tightened up a little bit, and there was a little bit more defense than in the first three quarters. And what bothered me the most is, and I had a couple things going here, Dave, so obviously I'm upset because they didn't come in. But I can't understand why you got Giannis and you got Damian Lillard. And there's 5-6 minutes to go. This is a one-possession game. And excuse me, Brooke Lopez is taking every shot. Like,
yeah.
What are we doing here? Why is – and it's not like they're even quality shots. He's shooting 35-footers. I'm my head was going to explode. What is this guy doing out here? I had the Buck ticket from before it started for 13-1 to win the whole thing. And, of course, you know me, I didn't – you know, well, I had three of the eight teams starting this week from before it's I had the Celtics, I had the Bucks, and I had the Kings.
Oh.
So I figured I was pretty I thought I was in pretty good position, and sure enough, I wasn't. So that's how it goes. Like, now I got nobody left. And I didn't.
That's better. Yeah.
I was going to go in with the Lakers as well at the beginning of the week, and I said, you know, I think the Kings could beat him if they played him. I underestimated the Pelicans, and I underestimated the Pacers. And meanwhile, I sat here four weeks ago saying, I think that it's probably going to be some young team that is upstart for it, and it ends up that the Pacers are in the final. Probably the Pelicans do tonight, too.
Right.
Oh, boy. All right, we'll come back. I got a couple first tutties for the Patriots and the Steelers. And you know what? This might be like the Bears and the Vikings a couple weeks ago. First touchdown might be the only touchdown of this game. And we got another game, obviously, with the Lakers and the Pels. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver Greenlee, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. Mike Carver, along with the sportsbook consigliere Dave Sharapan. Joe's on assignment. He'll be back in hour number two here with us. All right, the Patriots and the Steelers, the place the Steelers play. 5.5 and 30.5 right now. Look, I think the thing that I landed on the most in terms of just either like a side or a total or something to play in this game, Dave, is I like the Steeler team total under 18.5.
Wow.
I actually think that they win and probably cover even if they get under 18.5. It's just the Patriot D's been pretty good. And the way, you know, we just, the way we talked about today is just take the Patriot offense completely out of the equation tonight with this. But that being said, we of course have to get some first tutties and try to go after them.
First tutties or only tutties?
Well, that's what they could turn into. Deontay Johnson at 12-1 for first touchdown. Hunter Henry for at 19-1. And then the deep shots, and we didn't go very big on these, obviously. Allen Robinson 35-1.
Whoa!
And Mike Gesicki 40-1 for the Patriots. So those are the deep shots.
Those are the deep shots. Let's go. Throw it up and run under one of those.
And I don't know if you saw me tweet this out, but this was the other thing that I threw together this afternoon. I used my fun segment, Fun with Bonus Bets, Dave.
Okay.
Which is always fun. Bonus bet, $10. Pittsburgh and New England defenses both to score.
What does that pay?
117-1.
Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa. You get it all with that one.
Actually, wow. Happened in a game 2 weeks ago. Jet-Dolphin game, both defenses scored.
Oh, Black Friday.
Black Friday game, both defenses scored.
My.
It's not unheard of.
Wouldn't that be something?
And you got a couple quarterbacks, which could make it possible here tonight.
This is true.
So I thought for that price, let's have a little fun with a free bet. Free bet fun tonight, both defenses.
I like this. I like this free bet thing. Take your shot.
Yeah, why not?
Shooters shoot.
Why not?
Just like Halliburton. I like it.
What do you like here? Nothing.
Oh, I mean, I got to watch the game. I got everybody downstairs ready to watch the game, you know, because Pap says if they lose this game, they're not making the playoffs. They better win this game. He said, I can't take it. I got to go to work tomorrow. Everybody knows I'm a Steeler fan. They better win. They're going to win, right? I said, yeah. He goes, what's the spread? And I said, 6, maybe 5.5. He goes, oh, that's way too many. He said, how the hell are they going to score enough to cover that? I said, this is what I do every day. This is what I talk about on the air. He said, it's got to be an under, right? I said, I don't know, Pap. This might be the over game. I can't believe the landslide of money and people talking about this total for such a terrible game, saying it's such an easy under.
No doubt about it. Just already walking to the window, right? Just done.
Done
deal.
It's the start of a weekend. It's to bet the game under. And people that never bet unders before.
Right.
Like if you consistently bet under and you see the number and you go, well, they're not scoring 28. There's two touchdowns being scored in the game.
This has become a play now that, like, every Johnny Bag of Donuts who just walked. Books live for nights like this, Dave. You know that.
Right.
And when it's 14-14 in the fourth quarter and the field goal gets it to 31.
Right. There you go. Like 17-14 is a viable option for a final score this game.
Yeah.
And that's over.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. Some people were asking me today. I've been off social media. It's been an absolute joy to just kind of just focus on everything you need to focus on. And the phone has not been. Oh no.
Yeah, yeah.
Down, Michael? Michael, who's down?
Well, Watt just got
get up
ahead by Zeke, and Watt's on the sideline now. I'm a little ahead of you. But
oh no!
Watt's out of the game. That was probably the guy I needed to score the Pittsburgh defensive touchdown. It was gonna be Watt if it was gonna be anybody. So we gotta get him back in.
Oh, he took a knee right on the chin.
Yeah, look at this, Zeke looking young again here. Whoa! Here we go.
Well, see, like you can handicap everything, right? You handicap everything, and then
yeah, you lose your.
T.J. Watt takes a knee on the chin on the first play.
Yeah.
It may be, like they're going to have to take him to the tent and everything else now, right?
Oh, they'll check the concussion protocol, all that. They're looking at him now.
Don't you think the Zappy move would lead to more offense for the Patriots? That was my thought when I
was looking at this. Like, it didn't mean it was going to be worse. How much worse could it get? They couldn't score to begin with. This has to be better.
I cannot believe this just happened. I cannot believe that this just happened.
Oh, boy. You are ahead of me.
I sat with Joe, I mean, even last night we were looking, because they didn't have any of the, me and Joe usually put the parlay together for the game. We every week we do one for Thursday night for football together, mm-hmm. make it on Wednesday night. And we actually hit it last week, first time all year. No, Schuster with a huge catch.
Juju longest reception. Wow, he just threw that up.
Longest reception. Dave, that cleaned his total for the game right there. He was 18
one
and a half.
One play?
He was 18 and a half was his total.
Oh, nice.
And I thought.
Catch.
And I thought.
Now, was that not interference? 23 didn't even turn around.
Yeah, yeah. You could have made that
game. Mike, I don't know what the interference
there, by the
is
way.
Anymore.
Oh. So we're 2 minutes into this game, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're already in field goal range. I mean, this is already points. This is up to 33 and a half. This is what, I mean, they're on the 25.
It's the bottom.
Can we get Gesicki here?
It's the absolute bottom.
Can we get Gesicki?
Oh,
is he even,
Mike,
is he even playing?
Is he? I don't even know. I don't know.
Nice throw, Zappy. Jeez. Let's get Mike G out there. Come on. Dust him off. Put him in the game. NBA game's going to tip at the top of the hour or a little bit after there. Dave, did I see this right? And one of our listeners let me know. The reason why there was the gap in the two games is it's a separate ticket for each game?
Separate ticket, Michael. I had entertained thoughts of going to the early game, 2 o'clock local start.
Right.
Thinking that I would go to the game, come home, do the show with you, and then shoot back down there and go to the late game. Like, right. Catch the second half. Because now the traffic is wide open now. After 6 months of gridlock and trying to get around the city used to.
The F1 stuff.
The F1's gone, so you can zip in and out and get around.
Did
for the
they
most
clean
part.
All that stuff out already, too? Was it
No. Like, getting all around on the strip is not as bad as it
like
was,
the,
but it's
like
still
the,
bad.
Like the stands and all the... And
Yeah. They're moving it around. They're not sitting on the sidewalks and stuff. It's crazy. But
right.
I was going to go back down, and I went to look at the tickets. It's two separate tickets.
Yeah.
So it was going to cost me $600 to take the girls to go to the first game and $600 for the second game. I said, you better pick one if we're going to do this, because we're not doing both. You know, because that would have required a meal in between. I'm stuck
no
for $1,500.
Oh, that's a big night. That's a big night right there. We'll come back. Carver and Lisi, Sharapan hanging. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Joe on assignment here. He'll be back next hour. Dave Sharapan with us at Sportsbook Conciliar. So you could talk about a game all week long. You could say nobody's going to score. The total's 30, 30 and a half. It's going to be 30, you know, it's 10-3, 10-6, 13-6. And the team can go right down the field in 4 minutes and score a touchdown right out of the gate and jump the total all the way up to 36 and a half. Wow.
And
how about that, Dave?
Yeah. You gave us the numbers. You said 17-14 before we went to break.
Yeah.
Could be the final score.
It's
that
possible.
Ain't even over, right? I mean, like,
we got
halfway there on the first drive of the game.
And
I don't know what the
Steelers are already at midfield.
Were.
The Steelers are already at midfield.
We got Mitch had a whole week of practice. Well, short week, but he had a whole week.
Mitch with a.
How about Mitch?
Like a 17-yard scamper right here to get him to midfield.
Guy could still run. He still has foot speed, Mike.
This is incredible.
You're right.
Stuff
the Steeler uniforms are phenomenal with that yellow stripe.
I love
stripe
these.
Down the page.
I actually feel, and I know that this is, you know, you don't want to break the Steelers have been around a long time. Break the tradition. I prefer these to the white numbers.
Do you?
Letters. Yeah, I love these.
Ah, you're gonna get the Steeler Nation coming at you.
I know. I think these are
nice
great,
special
great
stuff, but you can't wear these every time. That's just,
I'm on the under Najee Harris 49 and a half.
Oh.
So. That was a Warren Sharp play from today on Coast to Coast.
Okay. That's not a bad play. I mean, you get less carries.
I got a bad number. Warren got a 55.5 on Monday. I had to go and take whatever was left this afternoon.
Scraps. We used to call that the scraps. You get the scraps,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm getting.
Well, listen, you're the dad. A lot of times that's all we get. You know what I'm saying? Everybody
yeah,
eats.
That's
and
true.
Then you eat. You know,
everybody
you get the
eats.
Scraps.
Although his live number is 43.5. It's already down. So,
yeah.
Who knows? Can't figure it out.
Nobody knows, Squadoosh. Even
that's
Warren.
What you,
Warren's
that's
good.
What they always...
good with individual stuff.
Yes, he is.
That's good. He's very
he
good
is.
With the individual stuff.
what are you doing
at the
in this
hockey, Michael?
Oh yes, I was going to say that to you as well. There's several hockey games tonight. Kings are up 2-0 in Montreal. Leafs and the Senators are 1-1. The Red Wings up 4-0 on the Sharks.
That was tied 0-0 after one.
Yeah, and there's still 5 minutes left in the second period. And it's locked again, so who knows?
You know we're going to talk about this Red Wings team all season. You know this, right?
Yeah. No, I think that they're a good squad tonight. They got Kane first time in the lineup for them as well. Oh, bring it back. Bring it back.
Uh-oh. What?
Bring it back.
Don't do it,
tackled
Mike.
Them. Oh, they tackled him. We had a pick. Oh, there's a flag, though. There's a flag.
There's always a flag.
It's coming back. It's coming.
How has that happened on just the big plays?
Yeah. Yes.
A lot of times. I mean, there's flags on the big plays all the time.
It's on that automatic first down. Wow. Almost would have had. You see, here's the problem. Like, you would think if the Steelers got down two scores in this game, they were a six-point favorite, that would, on a normal circumstance, Dave, be like an automatic this early in the game live betting spot. You got a team that's a six-point favorite at home. They get down two scores. But the Steeler offense is so bad and unpredictable that I don't know if I would want to bet them live down two scores,
right,
Dave. I'm not sure that that's something I would want to entertain.
I mean, if you're posing the question to me,
yes,
I'm not
I
sure I would want it either. I'm thinking about it right now, and I'm going, let me try to make a case for this.
Maybe with the points, but not on the money line.
Right? I says, no, I don't want to be down two scores ever in this game either way, right? Like, I think once the team gets down two scores, they have to completely change any part of the game plan to try to come back, which is only going to make it worse.
Right.
Like, what are we going to do? Line up four wide, Mitch in shotgun, let's come back? Uh-oh. That screams uh-oh to me. Zappy, I feel like that would be better for the Patriots, but it looked like they had some success with the short passes and, you know, getting Zeke out of the backfield. I don't even know if they have to worry about running the ball that much. Them being down two scores, I feel better about than the Steelers being down two scores, no?
Right. Well, Warren's in the game now. He went absolutely nowhere. Let's finish the hockey. I'm a little surprised at this one. Sabres up 1-0 in Boston right now.
Yeah.
But I thought this game would be getting over, honestly, tonight.
Right.
Most Sabre games are. And it was flat six, actually, when me and Joe were doing it.
Yep.
And it's 1-0. And you're getting the Bruins right now at +118 with 5 minutes to go in the second period, down one. And the total's 3.5.
How's that not
five
a take,
totals,
Mike?
It seems like it is, right?
How is that not a take? I mean, you got me perplexed with that one. I didn't even have the hockey tab pulled up. Now
yeah, I'm actually about to, I think, swoop in and make a grab here on that one before it goes away, because, you know, that can...
Sharks,
now, the Bruins burned us last week or 2 weeks ago with Columbus.
Yeah, right? They did. We chased that one twice.
You know, you can't get it every night, Dave. That's the thing. You can't get
it every
night.
+120 right now.
Yeah, I'm going.
Well, listen, I'll ask you this. Do you think they score before the period? If you don't think they score before the period, we can wait. We'll get +150.
I think they might score before the period's over.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust Buffalo. Is a good price.
I wouldn't trust Buffalo to hold this down for us. Islanders are up 1-0 on Columbus. You know the deal there. If they're up 1-0, and Boswell's going to kick a 56-yarder here, and it is true blue. I'm on Boswell too, over 1.5 field goals tonight. So
plus money.
There's one. No, but it's parlayed with a couple of other things. So.
Over 1.5 field goals? It wasn't much of a minus, was it?
-135,
okay.
Maybe?
I was going to say minus a quarter tops, but I put it a little bit higher. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I actually have it with the Najee Harris under I put it with.
Okay, I like that.
I have a couple things. You know me, Dave. I got a couple things.
Always got to have a couple things
working here.
Always.
All right. I lost track here. Bruins. I need the Bruins. Let's go.
Let's
plus
go.
120. You want to put it with the golf? What are we going to do here? Didn't plus I just say it was 4-0 Red Wings? Didn't I just
say that?
That's what
I said. It's 4-2. It's 4-2 already.
It's 4-3 now.
What?
It's 4-3.
What's going on with the Sharks games? They score in multiples.
Yeah, that's... Very bizarre.
It was 0-0 after one. Can you imagine what the end game was down to? Game closed, 6.5, no score in the first. It went down to 4.5. It's 7 right now, 4-3. Mm. 2 minutes to go in the second.
Wow.
Sharks are coming together a little bit. They got a lot of fight, Mike.
They do have a lot of fight. I'm going to go in on the Bruins here, Dave. And of course,
I'm
going to
put them. A lot of late hockey too. You know this,
right? I'm
going to
put them with the Lakers.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Little Consig said the Lakers can't lose. She's like, who's going to go watch the game?
There you go, Little Consig. Now I'm glad that I'm in on them. There she goes.
She said, who's going to go watch the game if it's Pels and Pacers?
She ain't wrong about that. And
right?
In
Vegas.
Adam Silver knows it, too. Adam Silver knows also. As you talk about favorable whistles, wait what you see. Coming
she's
up
really,
here at the top of the hour.
She's starting to get into the basketball a little bit. She's really so she likes it. And she's into these. She don't like the courts, but they draw her eyes, and she's been kind of paying attention. She's been homesick. She had the influenza A last week. She's got the influenza B this week. These kids are resilient, man. But she's been watching the basketball. I said, do you want to go to the championship game on Saturday, the NBA Cup? She goes, not if it's Pelicans Pacers.
It's an NBA game in town. I mean, what?
That's what I said.
You should tell you, we'll probably sit a little bit closer if it's Pelicans and Pacers. Maybe we'll get a little closer.
We're going to get good seats. Daddy always gets you good seats. I think we got to get a guy. I think we can get good seats. Oh.
Lakers
no college
down to
football
1.5,
this week,
by the
Mike.
Way. Well, Army Navy. You have that. You
what has more points scored?
Navy game?
The total in the Army Navy game or the total in the Steelers and Patriots game?
Army Navy game
has more points.
I like playing the overs in the Army Navy games. I know that that's
you
not
do?
A that's not a long term money making.
I was gonna say that's
but,
not that's a glutton for punishment. No.
Yeah, I can't sit there and root for the 3-0 game.
That's fun.
Army Navy
game.
I want you know big plays and.
Have you ever been?
I have not, and I.
You've
I
never been.
This
something. I've this never, feels like something you should definitely do.
I've never been, and it's and I've said that when they were at MetLife. When were they at MetLife? It wasn't last year. Maybe 3 or 4 years ago they were at MetLife, and I wanted to go, and I didn't. And I said, yeah, when they come back to MetLife, I'm going to go.
Okay.
They're at Foxborough this year. They're at Foxborough
right.
on Saturday.
Yeah.
So I'd have to look future sites of Army Navy and see when they're.
They
going
rotate
back.
It, right? It's Gillette.
They have
it's in,
yeah. It's mostly
Philadelphia.
They do Philly a lot,
right? Philly's in a rotation.
But I think that they've opened it up a little bit here. Here you go. Next year, FedEx Field in Landover. They're in Baltimore in 2025. They're back at MetLife in 2026.
Mike,
and then they're back
you'll
in
be
link,
there.
At the link at 2027. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
26.
I hate that place, but I'll go for that. Notre Dame's actually playing there next year, too, against Syracuse. Or, yeah, it's Syracuse? Yeah, I think they're playing Syracuse at MetLife. Or Navy, I think. Navy. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sharapan hanging. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here.
We got the
on
beat.
On a Thursday night, we do got the beat. Sharapan hanging, Joe on assignment. He'll be back an hour or two, and we'll have plenty to do then. 7-3, Patriots lead the Steelers. Steelers are getting the ball back here. They keep showing Watt walking around. He's on a table again. Watt's clearly hurt, Dave. They're putting the tent over him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with his mouth. Yeah. It looks like they're checking his teeth. Got hit right on the jaw. This isn't good at all.
Touchdown Kenny up in the booth.
Oh, yeah.
6 touchdowns this year.
Not enough.
That's not enough. I mean, you got to remember, he only got hurt last week.
it's not enough.
It's not enough. It's just not.
Two interesting developments in the hockey. Have you seen this? We were only gone for a couple minutes.
Did the Bruins tie it and the Sabres go ahead, or did the Sabres get up 2-0 and the Bruins scored?
It was 1-1.
Okay, so they gave it right back. That sucks.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. Pardon me. No. It was 2-0, and then Marchand scored. So we got the momentum going. Okay. So, he scored 35 seconds after the goal. Yeah. So, okay, wow. So the Bruins are going to be there. But look at the Sharks and the Red Wings.
4-4.
What just happened?
So this game was scoreless after one.
Correct.
The Red Wings score. Now I have 4-3 now here. They have 4-4 on the screen. ESPN has 4. They do have
4-4. I got 4-4 on my app.
All right. There they go. They just updated because the goal was in the last minute of the period. So the Red Wings scored 4 goals in a roughly 4.5-minute span in the second period to take a 4-0 lead.
The Sharks, not one of them was a power play goal, for the record.
And then the Sharks, right after that, listen to this. So that was at 13:40 of the period is when the Red Wings took a 4-0 lead. So then at 14:08, so 28 seconds later.
Yep.
The Sharks got a shorthanded goal from Hurdle.
Oh.
And then 38 seconds after that, they got another shorthanded goal.
Whoa.
So the Red Wings went to the power play after getting up 4-0, proceeded to give up 2 shorties in that power play. Oh. Another goal less than a minute, or excuse me, a minute 8 seconds after the second shorty to make it 4-3. And then a goal with 23 seconds left in the period to make it 4-4.
Just for the record, the Wings outshot the Sharks 17-8 in that period. 4 of the 8 shots went in.
That's
the
nuts.
Sharks are actually only trailing in shots on goal 23-22 after 2 periods. Wow. That's
a wild game.
Do you want to talk about that? That's like the volatility of an NBA game in game. Right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was down 4-0, but I could tell you it was probably double digits. You could have probably taken 10-1.
That's
something
nuts.
Like that.
Remember Monday night what the number was for the Jag Bengal game when it was 7-0 and they were getting the ball back at midfield?
+800.
Yeah.
On the Bengals.
They won the game.
Yeah, that's football.
By the way, Zappi's total in this game was 154.5.
Uh-huh.
He's got 75 yards in the first quarter.
How about that?
Okay. Now Watt's back with his helmet on, walking around on the sideline.
He's not going to stay out of the game if they won't keep him out of the game.
Yeah, they always take your helmet if you've been ruled out, if they don't want you in there. Take your helmet from you. But he's got his helmet on, and he looks like he's ready to get back in. Look at Zappi, very nimble. Another dart over the middle.
TJ
Smith-Schuster again. I can't believe I didn't play this guy, Dave. I sat there staring at it. Juju coming back to Pittsburgh. I mean, his numbers were so low. 18.5. Guy's got 50-plus yards already.
Wait a second. I just opened up something that's
I'm already aggravated, and this will be good for you and Lisa if you talk about it later. Manny Diaz, the defensive coordinator, is no longer the defensive coordinator for Penn State. He's going to go coach Duke.
Duke, new Duke head coach, Manny Diaz. And as Joe texted me earlier when he sent that to me, he said, hopefully he learned some lessons in Miami. You better hope so.
What's the deal with the Penn State staff? It's like it's a stepping stone to jobs every time. Nobody stays anymore.
Which is amazing to me considering they never win. So, like, win big games.
That's a low blow. But that's
they never win big games.
They never win big games. They won 10 this year, Mike, just for the record.
But the two biggest games on their schedule they lost.
They can't beat those teams as constructed.
Okay, but those are the teams that, you know, winning those games is what should get your assistants hired. Those are the games you got to win.
Can't you just stay sometimes?
Well, you can't fault the guy. If somebody calls you and tells you, we're going to make you the head coach, it's, you know, hard to turn
I guess. I guess.
Hard to turn that away.
Duke's nice, too. It's a nice place. I've never been, but I've heard about it.
Yeah. So, good for him. Tell me what you like here, Lakers and Pelicans, at the top of the hour. This has been bouncing back and forth, 1.5, 2.5.
Right.
It was 2 a moment ago, and now it's just as I've started to bring the game up to you, it flickered back over to 1.5 on me here with a 230 total.
Is that an industry term, flickered?
No, I think I just came up with that.
I just want to coin it. The
I
want to
make sure that I get the credit.
You got to get the credit for this. If you just invented that, we're going to talk about games flickering back and forth thanks to Mike Carver. I just want to listen. We got to establish these things in 2023 because 2024 is going to be a lot of things happening, and we got to make sure that we get the proper credit to the proper people that need it. So games flickering. I think. So I was trading texts with somebody right before the show, guy respected better, I know, and he was like, how do you explain the total being so high in the first game and going under? It means the second game is going under, right? I'm like, no, it doesn't mean that at all. It doesn't have to mean that at all. Now, again, first time building, first time for some of these guys in Vegas, and if they've been here long, I don't know what kind of effort I don't know what they've been doing. I really don't. But I've watched the Pelicans play. They push. They're going. That's a young team with really good ball movement.
Right.
McCallum looks great in the role that he's in. I don't know. My first thought here is Pelicans, to be perfectly honest. But I'm a Laker. Sometimes I just can't stand rooting for the Lakers. So I don't know if that's personal or not, but I'm leaning Pelicans sidewise. This one has the makings to me of a game that goes over. That's the way the game plays out. I think the Pelicans have their way to the basket. I think they get a lot of early free baskets, and then maybe it'll tighten up in the second half. Pel's first half for me.
Pel's first half, huh? Yeah. I feel like if you go and look at the games the Lakers have won this year.
Yeah.
They're generally to the under.
Right. No question.
Like
they play defense.
106, 103, 110, 100, 105, 98. You know, but I think they're going to want to play D tonight.
Winner this game gets 110 or less. Game stays under. Easy.
If it's the Lakers, yeah.
Right.
If the Pelicans win this game, it's an over.
I think that's a very fair assessment.
I think that's the way you have to look at this.
Now, will you watch any of this?
Yes.
You're going to watch this?
Although, I'll tell you what.
You see the hockey slate later?
Yeah, there's good games tonight.
I mean, come on, Mike.
There is
the West Coast hockey's been electric, and I know the kids are sleeping. You can relax.
And let me tell you, I don't think the books have caught up yet with this Arizona team.
Hell no.
I mean,
Price
Flyers aren't that great. It's a pick'em tonight. Like,
Arizona's on a six-game winning streak if they win this.
Yeah, and they play well.
I like Arizona. Yeah, I like Arizona.
Seattle.
How about that game? Flyover, right? New Jersey, Seattle.
It should.
Thursday
night in Vegas next week.
Thursday night in Vegas.
Raiders and Chargers?
Oh, boy.
Where's that game in L.A.?
Hold on.
I think that game's at the Raiders.
Let me double check.
They put the they flashed it on the screen. Coming.
Yeah, no, it's in Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas.
It's in Vegas, baby.
How about that?
You want to fly in? I'll pick you up.
Yeah, I wish.
I have a meal already done for us at the Omelet Cafe.
Well, we gotta go to the Omelet Cafe. I mean,
well, I saw Iggy the other day, and Iggy's. I put out the tweet. You replied. I said, "Listen." He said, "Who's this guy?" I said, "This is one of the guys I have to bring."
He called in once. He called in here to the show.
Hey, Iggy did call. He's trying to tell me that the Cubs are going to get Ohtani. I said, "Would you stop?"
Yes.
Cubs aren't getting Ohtani.
Sure enough, Islanders were up 1-0. Now they're down 2-1.
Oh, I was waiting for that to happen in the third.
But it's not the third period yet, so we can't get too upset.
Oh, wanted
you
that
like
bet.
The total in this Colorado-Winnipeg game tonight, too? What do you got there?
Who's playing? We got Hellebuck for sure? I don't know who's playing goal in that game. They didn't have it earlier.
I got it here. Give me one moment.
Hellebuck and...
We have Hellebuck and Georgiev tonight.
Oh. Hellebuck's not the Hellebuck of old.
He's not. He hasn't been great this year.
Under, though, the Colorado games at home, no? McCarr playing? He's out, right?
McCarr.
I think he's out.
He's out, yeah.
Yeah. Under. That's the first thought. What about the Minnesota game?
No, actually, McCarr's back in the lineup tonight. My apologies.
Oh, okay.
McCarr back. He's been out for a little bit, but he is back. Yeah. He missed two games. He's back in the lineup tonight.
Oh, okay.
So is Cogliano. So.
Why is that line so low? It should be higher.
It should be an over. Pretty over. They're getting towards the end of the first quarter here. Let's see if the Steelers run one more play. No,
we got what we wanted here, right? It's back to 7-3. First quarter's running out.
The total's drifted back down to 34.5.
Right, we're going to get to close to the original number.
Here goes Mitch running for his life again. Oh, boy. This is...
Wild and Canucks. How about this Wild team, Mike?
Yeah.
They fixed everything.
Sometimes that's what you got to do. You chop the coach, and then you're good to go.
Change sometimes for the sake of change?
Chop.
Change.
I think that's what the Islanders should do, but, you know.
Chop
them. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, where Mitch Trubisky just hit Jabril Preppers right between the eyes.
And he picked him off.
Yeah, he plays for the other team. He plays for the Patriots. So, go blue, baby. Go blue. Matias, go blue. Can't wait for the Rose Bowl.
Oh, it's going to be incredible.
So
that was a hit to the face.
And I did just that. You know what? You're right, Dave. Fair. The pig.
Where's the call?
In there.
Oh,
these refs are such pigs. It's tough to. It's really tough.
Yeah, man.
So well, the Steelers
Mitch
are set up.
To throw a pick. Come on.
That was heavy. Was that minus 145 somewhere around?
Minus 140 this morning when we did the show. Yeah. So that's an absolute must have in your
pocket. The Patriots are set up here down inside the 10.
Right.
We'll see if they can get this home. If they do, wow.
If it's 17-14 final, which we're still going right on pace for.
I'm going to be really mad that I didn't bet the exact
score. Score. We're going to have to clip it. Matias going to have to clip it. We'll put it out all over socials. Mikey called it before the game. We're on pace 17-14. The Patriots don't really want to win this game. They could win this game.
Yeah.
Steelers season might be over if they lose this game.
This would actually
jeopardy.
Help the Bills out a little if the Steelers got to 7-6. So that's fine by me. 1-1 Tampa and Nashville, 1-1 Dallas and Washington. And they've started the third in Detroit. They've started the third in Ottawa. And that's it so far. Dave, great job, as always, as you head
see
off.
See you, Mikey.
I'll see you Monday for, what do we got Monday?
Doubleheader Monday.
Two games on Monday night.
Two games.
Loaded. How about that?
Loaded.
Great job. Dave Sharapan, Sportsbook Consigliere. All right, we'll come back. Joe will be with me. Another hour to go. Carver and Lisi.